Friday, February the 3rd, 2006. Tips on the Top Floor, show number 92.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Hola gente, este es Andrés. Hello people, I'm Andrés from Argentina, and you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor.
Shh, don't tell everyone, but this is the best place to get photography tips, because you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor.
Wait,
here's Chris Marquardt.
Oh, yes, I still got the bug. Still under the weather. My brain feels like it's wrapped in cotton, and I can't really think. And so if I happen to talk rubbish on today's show, please forgive me. I have a nice cup of tea here, and that should help get me through the show. Thank you all for voting on Podcast Alley. In fact, Tips from the Top Floor is now rank number 15 out of almost 14,000 shows. And I think I have the best listeners in the world. This is really cool. Now, I don't want to sound greedy, but can we try to make it into the top 10? If you haven't voted yet, go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com and enter your email address there. And yeah, maybe we can. I mean, there's other shows and their listeners are voting too, so it's a bit of a race there, always at the beginning of the month. But yeah, again, thank you all for voting so far. Being on rank number 15 is already wow. Oh, I don't sound too good, do I? Well, thank you all for sending those nice get well notes and posting on the forum and wishing me all the best and giving me all those great tips on what to do. So what I'm trying here now is basically tea, good warm hot tea, and some, what is it, let me see, it's an IV based product that is going to help solve the mucus and get me help me not to cough too much. And then at night I take something else that'll just help suppress some of the symptoms so I can get some sleep. And that's going quite well. And I hope I'll be over the hump soon to be ready again on Monday for a brand new Photoshop Corner. Anyway, let's get into today's topic. It's not really a topic, it's more of a sound-seeing impression thing. I recorded a few impressions on a very warm and sunny October day last year on the so-called Mundenhof. It's an animal park in Freiburg in the Black Forest in southern Germany. Kind of a nature animal park, and there were lots of kids there, and it was a real beautiful day, and I just thought I'd take you with me. Enjoy. Okay, and here we are at the Mundenhof, and here's the first, what's it called, Gehege? Enclosure. Yeah, it's an enclosure with deer. And let's see if we can catch any of them making a sound or something. Oh, they're looking at us. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 13, 14. I can count 14 deer here. Oh, there's one coming over. I guess it's a bit hard to get any sound from deer, but maybe I can at least get a picture of it. Oh, that's a backlight situation. I have to compensate that. That was too much compensation here. Hello, deer. Well, I wish it came closer, so I'd get a better picture and maybe some sound. But I'm pretty sure we will catch more animal sounds today. There are many more animals. Oh yeah. They look pretty cute.
Come there.
Come.
I'm talking to you. I was talking to the deer.
Oh, by the way, that's Rebecca. Oh, there's deers. It's feeding. Yes, come here. Come here. Look. Oh, look at the camera. Oh, no, it's a bit shy. Guess it's easily scared. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? It was making us... Did you hear that? That was the deer. Caught some genuine deer sounds. Oh, by the way, there's an awful lot of people here today. It's a really beautiful day. It's warm. It's almost like it's summer, but it is October already. And I guess the warm weather brought out about everyone. And this place is rustling with people. Hello, dears. There's more of them. Want some food? Want some... Oh. It's lying in the grass. Lazy deer. There we go. Okay. Let's try to see what else we can find here. We are approaching the next enclosure. That's... What are those, llamas?
Whoa,
some sort of goat and something like
a llama.
Furry llama. Let me capture those as well on a picture. Oh, the goat! Oh, look at the goat! Can you say something for me, goatee? Huh? Look at the camera. Oh, that's a nice one. Oh, that's an awful backlight situation here. I'm in the shadow here, and the goat is dark, but then in the background it's all bright, and that tends to overexpose. That goat is cute. Okay, and next to this enclosure, there's the... I guess it's some sort of a petting zoo, where the kids can pet goats and... Oh, another thing that's happening here at the same time, here in this animal park, is a pumpkin festival of some sort. So I might get some nice pumpkin shots before Halloween is coming up. Oh, there's more goats here. Let's see if... don't think I can interest the goat in the camera. Huh? Here, goat. Look what's here. Don't eat the lens. Okay, here's one of those furry... llama type of things. Now, I wonder what those are. I didn't see a sign or anything. Usually they have signs up, but... Oh, look at the cute goat! Oh, look at that! That's really cute. Look here. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you want. Okay, there's a dog. You can clearly hear it. And I think it's either afraid of the donkeys here or, well, at least it's trying to scare him, I guess. Hello, donkey. Hello. Huh? What's up with you? Oh, here we come.
Pigs.
Here we get to the to my favorite part of this place, the pigs. They are so, well, smelly, but...
Oh, they're not as smelly as the goats.
That's right. The goats are actually more smelly than the pigs.
They're
sort of woolly pigs. Oh, but then the pigs are definitely more dirty than the goats.
Oh, yeah. But pigs like that, don't they?
Pigs do. This is a big one. Oh, see the other one?
Yeah, over there. Himself on the fence.
That sound is the pig scratching itself on the fence. A scrubbing sound, did you hear that? Oh, and there's one in the mud. Sticking its nose deep into the mud. Oh, no. Still didn't hear any pigs make any sounds for us. What's a pig sound? A grunt?
Yeah.
Oh, look, they have English language on the signs here. That's domestic pig. That's what it's called here. Oh, interesting. At least the name of it. Oh, I said something. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And another one over there. Eight pigs. Oh, nine. Nine pigs. There's a few young ones here. Oh, they're just... Come on. Oh, the smell.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh. I guess they're fighting for food. Okay.
Come on, let's go to something more less smelly.
Yeah. Wow, the smell is really not that nice, but they're so much fun to watch and to listen to. Those sounds are just amazing. I hope I caught a good dose of that on the recording. Okay, there's an ice cream. What's it, a booth stand? And there's many people here, so I guess this guy is probably making a whole lot of money. A rabbit!
Now it's two rabbits.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yo, too bad I don't have the zoom lens with me or the telephoto lens. I just have my wide angle to normal lens with me, so catching those from here, they are relatively far away. Wouldn't be too easy. Huh. The rabbits. Let's find some more noisy animals so I can get something recorded here.
Huh?
I'd rather have some animals make their sounds than you always having to listen to me. That's, by the way, a really difficult light situation today because it's bright sunshine and there's trees and the sunlight is sticking through those trees every now and then. And so it makes real bright spots and dark shadows on the same picture. So that is a real hard one for the dynamics of the digital camera. Look at that goat! Oh no, too late. It was climbing on an almost vertical ledge of some sort, and I think those are, well, what are those? There's a sign somewhere. Let's find the sign. Does it say anywhere? Oh yeah, there's a sign over there. What are those? Boerenziege. They originate from South Africa. Okay, Boerenziege from South Africa. I have no idea how to translate that. But
no, but they're white and brown.
They're white and brown, yes. And, oh, this one is chewing something. Hello, goat. It's really difficult to get some good pictures here with the light. Can you make some sound for me? Some chewing sound? Huh?
the goat chewing its food.
Was as close as I could get through the fence without the goat
chewing
eating.
Oh, the microphone.
Yeah, did you hear that? That was a wasp. Okay. And I thought summer was over, but it's summer has come back full blast for the last couple of days. It's been all sunny and warm. Very unexpected, but very welcome too. And there's some, oh, what are those? Some bovine animals of some sort with big horns on their heads. Okay, there's at least 100 ducks, geese, and other water birds. Oh, this is a big one. Okay, and the other half of that is not geese, that's people talking. This place is really rustling and bustling with people. And kids, so many kids around. There's ducks flying in and landing in the water. You hear those? That were ducks landing in the water, and I'm trying to get another picture of them, but it's really hard to get a good picture today.
Yes, this is okay. It's only one goose that's hurt.
Gerrit!
Amazing.
Gerrit, come with me here.
Oh! Is that the new...
It's a new enclosure for the apes.
Is that a new apes enclosure? Yep. The one they've been building on for... Okay, so we're getting to some less domestic animals now. And
monkeys.
There's monkeys in there. And oh, but again, hard to get a good picture because of the high dynamics of the whole scene. Now, how do they avoid the monkeys from getting out of here? I mean, look at the tree up there, and the fence is not that high.
Well, maybe the monkeys don't actually climb trees.
Well,
only for the trunk bit, not in the branches.
I doubt if they wouldn't climb trees. Oh, there's someone coming with food. Oh no, it's an empty bucket.
It explains why the monkeys aren't doing anything.
Ah, now this one... What's happening there? There's one going up the tree, right? Let's see if I can... Oh, that's really tough to get a good picture there. I don't even have the polarizer with me. It's too bad. And now the monkey's hiding behind the tree.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, there he goes. Now he's not really coming out. Oh, but see all those electric fences up there?
No.
There's an electric fence right in front of me.
Yeah.
I could touch it and... Oh, there's the monkey. There's the monkey. Okay, that's one of those opportunities where you just have to shoot away a whole bunch of picture. The monkey's climbing down a rope. Yeah, you might remember in one of my very early shows I had this picture of a camel where I explained burning and dodging. That was actually taken here at this park.
You did explain burning. Right, you did it. Yeah, we should ask listeners if they want more of you on the show.
What do you mean more of me? You have to be more specific about what you mean.
More photography tips from you. Okay, we're in front of a large window. We can have a look inside the monkey house. And look at those. It's all electric fences in order to prevent them from going up the trees.
Yeah, well, those are pretty prickly trees. I wouldn't want to climb up those either.
And they would be probably...
Yeah, they'd be...
Have an easy time leaving the enclosure. Look up here on that tree. They have really wrapped that whole tree in electric fence. I'll have to take a picture of that. Okay, so... Well, from my cow experience, I wouldn't want to climb up there now. And I think that's the same with the monkeys. Once they run into one of those fences, they probably know that it's not a fun thing to touch those wires and... Oh, that's a nice bit. Oh. There's a bit of a silhouette going on here. What does it say?
It talks about the electric fence, saying that these are Javanese apes and that they're obviously... quite active, but fence is only 12 volts, so it wouldn't actually hurt either people or the animals.
They're quite dangerous with
Yeah, or they can bite.
And 12 volts and is similar to an electric fence around an enclosure for cows. When it says, even if your kid... what is it?
That's a shock.
That's a shock when touching it. You can be...
Don't worry, it's not dangerous.
According to what the...
Oh, and they've asked a paediatrician, so it must be...
Yeah. And for the monkeys, shock is also quite scary, but definitely not dangerous. So, if
Educational
a kid...
Educational experience.
It says, the sign says... how to translate that?
Comfort your child and explain to him what it's all about.
Okay, let me take a picture. I think I'll have to post that for the German
Of course, because it's German, it's got an official stamp and somebody's signature on it as well.
That's what it's supposed to have. Things in Germany are all official and regulated. And okay, usually they are outside and... Ah, there's an emu. And a goat. Hello. I think that might be a nice one with the ostrich. And, oh, that pigeon. Yeah, background problem again. Look through the viewfinder.
You can hardly see it.
You can hardly see it because of the also dark background. And there's also not much of a choice. But there's one on the roof up there. That might be a nice one. It's difficult. But that ostrich or emu. Hear that sound? It's trying to... Well, it is eating from trough, yeah. No, if only that goat would say something else.
Komm, Käfer.
The kids are saying goodbye to the goat. Did it scare you?
Yeah.
Come on. Goatee. Hello. There's some sparrows bathing.
And the goat.
The sparrows bathing. Bathing. Bathing indeed, huh?
Yeah.
They're having a bath.
Okay, what next?
Owls.
They are very interesting for the listeners to listen to.
Well, if they make any noise.
There is some hoo-hoo noise going on, but that's kids doing the noises.
Very impressive. Now, the problem is the nature of an owl is to hide from its prey, to not be seen. So those owls blend in very nicely with the background, which makes it, again, not easy to take pictures of them. So... and the background is not very nice. They are in a big enclosure with actually bars on top as well, so that they can't get out. And... oh well. They're just sitting there looking at adders, so it's a bit boring. Okay, there's just a few more animals here, and then we're getting closer to the pumpkin festival.
Woohoo!
I think we'll make that part two of that sound scene tour then.
Yeah, we can interview some pumpkins.
Yeah, talk to some pumpkins. Hello, Mr. Pumpkin.
And that was it for today. I'll be back on Monday with a new Photoshop corner where I'll go into detail on the burn and dodge process. You won't talk about this, you won't talk about that. Make sure to vote for the show on Podcast Alley. Again, there's a link on the... well, not even a link, it's a box where you can input your email address on tipsfromthetopfloor.com. If you want me to go, you better let me know. I remember that I told you that... and if you want to leave a greeting for me to play on the show, either record an MP3 and send it to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com or leave a voicemail at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. My name is Chris Marquardt. Enjoy the weekend, stay subscribed, and happy shooting!